As you may have heard on our bulletin, a former Sinn Féin press officer has been given an 18-month prison sentence for a series of child sexual offences. Michael McMonagle from Limewood Street in Derry had pleaded guilty to 14 charges. You'll remember that the case also caused political controversy when it emerged that two Sinn Féin press officers had given McMonagle a reference that enabled him to get another job with a charity. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, was in court this morning. Vincent, I gave some of the details there, but can you remind us of this case?
Yes, well, Michael McMonagle arrived at Derry Crown Court this morning shortly before 10 o'clock carrying a small suitcase because he knew in advance that he's going to be receiving a custodial sentence. He had pleaded guilty to 14 charges, two counts of attempted incitement of a child to engage in sexual activity and 12 counts of attempted sexual communication with a child. Now, the court was told that McMonagle had been communicating with what he believed to be six children, boys and girls, aged between 12 and 14. He communicated over a 15-month period. He'd sent sexually explicit messages to all of them and had sent sexually explicit images of himself to some of them. But in fact, McMonagle had been communicating with three undercover police officers, so-called decoys, who were on the internet pretending to be children in order to catch internet sexual offenders. So the judge sentenced him to 18 months, 9 months in custody, 9 months then under supervised license, and he'll also be on the sex offender register for 7 years. But as you say, this is a case and a story that caused huge ramifications for Sinn Féin, which emerged that two of their press officers had given job references that enabled Michael McMonagle to secure a job with a charity after he'd been suspended by Sinn Féin because he'd been arrested and questioned about these very offences. Now, a barrister for McMonagle said that his client's previous association with Sinn Féin had resulted in this case being heavily politicised, including being mentioned by Northern Ireland's First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and by the Taoiseach, Simon Harris. He said because of that, his client had become, he said, a victim of a media witch hunt. But the police afterwards said that McMonagle was simply a sexual predator who'd been caught.
Vincent Kearney in Derry, thank you very much for that.